love of so many blessings, like bravery, sacrifice, submission to Allah's will, courage, forbearance, patience, and so many more that come from Karbala. But it is very important to clear that we cannot learn Karbala and the lessons which we learn from it. As much as we say about Karbala, it is not enough. Secondly, I feel so lucky that I got a chance to say something
according to the Islamic calendar. We all go to Majalis and remember Imam Hussein this month. But my question to you is that why do we hold these majalis? And why do we remember Imam Hussein? Have we just made it tradition? Or does Allah want us to learn some lessons from the tragedy of Karbala?
Teach us family legends and the roots to love for Allah. Imam Mahdi is closer than we think, and I mean it. If we say the big Imam Hussein, we have to mean it from our true hearts. Before I finish my speech, I would like to let you know that before our principal had left for Karbala, she had asked everyone to write a letter to her Imam Maimuna alayhi salam to take with her. In the letter, I asked her to come to this event. Perhaps among us right now is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam watching us perform our speeches. So if he's here, I would like to thank him very much for coming. And I hope we make him